storm batters Texas.
The dangerous water prompted multiple rescues overnight.
The NBA crowns a champion.
Warriors, go!
Teenagers vow after shark attack.
Live a normal life with the cards I've been dealt.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. 3 weeks after deadly destructive floods in Texas, some of those same areas are taking on water from what's left of Tropical Storm Bill. Beverly Shores' Houston neighborhood is still a mess from the last battle with the elements.
We're shell-shocked and we are nervous because it could happen again and we just don't know.
CBS's Omar Villafranca is just west of Houston.
We did see some flash flooding in around the Sealy area. Some of that water came in several inches and swallowed up some of the roads and surrounded a few neighborhoods. So emergency crews had to shut off the road so people wouldn't try to get through. They did have to make a few car rescues and actually rescued a few residents. But just as quick as the water came up, it has now receded, but there is more rain on the way. There is a flash flood warning in effect here for the Sealy area.
In northern New York, it's day 12 of the manhunt for two escaped murderers. Here's CBS's Steve Futterman.
After a week and a half of coming up empty-handed, the search area is changing. Officials say they are expanding and shifting it. It's not a major shift. The new areas are still in the same general area surrounding the Dannemora prison. The move comes as law enforcement personnel have started to privately grumble about the lack of success. And some are now suggesting that the two escapees may have had a second getaway plan and were not solely dependent on Joyce Mitchell. She is the prison worker under arrest who originally agreed to drive the getaway vehicle but got cold feet at the last minute. Steve Futterman, CBS News. Plattsburgh, New York.
The psychiatrist who treated the Colorado movie theater gunman James Holmes revealed more about what he said and how he acted months before the massacre. CBS's Barry Peterson has more on Dr. Lynn Fenton's testimony.
From the beginning, he talked about mass homicides to eliminate what Holmes labeled his biological problems. But then Holmes seemingly dismissed his own thoughts.
He said, "You can't kill everyone, so it's not an effective solution."
Fenton testified that Holmes insisted he was over the breakup with a girlfriend and later claimed he was okay with flunking out of school. But Fenton was not convinced. After their last meeting on June 11th, she alerted a campus threat assessment team, reached out to Holmes' professors, and even called his mother without Holmes' permission.
Two of baseball's top teams are at the center of an FBI and Justice Department investigation. CBS's Peter King says the vaunted St. Louis Cardinals front office has been linked to the hacking of information from the Houston Astros.
It's the talk of baseball, except for perhaps the Houston Astros or St. Louis Cardinals. His manager Mike Matheny may not know what to say.
We don't know any more than anybody else. You know, right now we just go about our business and realize it's something that's being dealt with.
Officially, the Cardinals and Astros say only that they're cooperating and won't comment otherwise. MLB says it knew about the investigation long before Tuesday's New York Times story. And while it's cooperating, Commissioner Rob Manfred says this is strictly a federal investigation, not an MLB probe. Peter King, CBS News.
A new champ has been crowned in the NBA. In Cleveland, the Golden State Warriors beat the Cavaliers 105-97 to take the team's first title in 40 years. Fans packed the Oracle Arena in Oakland to watch on big screens.
I feel great that they won.
Unbelievable!
I waited 40 years for this.
Back in Cleveland, Warriors star Steph Curry led the celebration.
World champs, this is truly special. We're going to remember this for a long time.
One of the two victims of separate shark attacks Sunday off Oak Island, North Carolina, is talking about what happened. 16-year-old Hunter Treshall says it began as just another day at the beach.
I felt this kind of hit on my left leg, like a big fish coming near you or something. And then it just kind of hit my arm, and it was... That was the first I saw. It was when it was biting up my left arm.
The Colorado teen lost his left arm in the attack in waist-deep water.
I can try to live my life the way I was and make an effort to do that even though I don't have an arm, or I can kind of just let this be completely debilitating. And out of those two, there's really only one that I would actually choose to, and that's to try to fight and live.
The other attack victim, a 12-year-old girl, lost her left arm below the elbow. Officials in the nation of Georgia say a tiger that was one of the many animals that got loose when their zoo was flooded killed a man and injured another. Most of the animals, though, have now been accounted for. During the recession, the U.S. birth rate dropped. Now there's been a turnaround. Live to CBS's Vicki Barker.
Preliminary figures suggest about 53,000 more babies were born last year than the year before, a sign the seven-year decline in the birth rate may be ending. Those babies came from nearly every racial and ethnic group in America. Teen births hit another historic low, suggesting some kind of message is getting through. But if more cradles are being rocked this year, America's overall fertility rate remains below the 2.1-child family needed to keep the population stable. Steve?
Reports say Disney's abruptly canceled the planned layoffs of 35 New York and California tech employees who were told to train immigrants brought in to take their jobs at lower pay. 250 tech workers at Orlando's Disney World lost their jobs in that fashion earlier this year. When he announced his presidential run yesterday, billionaire Donald Trump ranted about Mexico. Well, now he's facing some flack from a musician born north of the border. Live to CBS's Heather Bosch.
Yeah, flack from the man behind this. Musician Neil Young says the Donald didn't have the permission to play Young's song at the Trump presidential kickoff. In fact, Young says he supports Democrat Bernie Sanders. Trump's a Republican. Ted Johnson is a senior editor at Variety.
When a musician kind of pushes back, it's embarrassing for the campaign.
His campaign team says Trump paid for and obtained the legal rights to use Rockin' in the Free World, but doesn't plan to play it again.
Well, the United States has advanced to the second round of the Women's World Cup in Canada.
To the middle, run made, and there's one! Wambach, 1-0 U.S.
And that Abby Wambach goal would hold up on Fox Sports for a 1-0 U.S. win over Nigeria. The Americans play next on Monday. $1 million may not be what it used to be, but it's still a lot of money. CBS's Jim Shenavy looks at who's got it.
Remember when being a millionaire was a big deal? Not so much anymore. A report from the Boston Consulting Group found 17 million millionaires around the world, up from 15 million the year before. The U.S. has the most millionaires, 7 million of them. But China is number two and catching up fast, adding 1 million millionaires in the past year to a total of 4 million millionaires. Globally, we're not talking about the 1%, rather the 0.2%, but they still control 41% of the world's wealth. Jim Shenavy, CBS News.
They saved it from the wrecking ball and raised the money to preserve it. Yesterday, backers rededicated a preserved section of the plant in Ypsilanti, Michigan, where Rosie the Riveter and others turned out World War II bombers. It'll eventually be a museum and should open in 2017. That's the World News Roundup for Wednesday. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.